that had wit would think that I had none to bury so much gold under a tree and never after to inherit it. Let him that thinks of me so abjectly know that this gold must coin a stratagem, which cunningly effected will beget a very excellent piece of villainy. And so, repose, sweet gold, for their unrest that have their arms out of the Empress' chest.
My lovely heir, wherefore look'st thou sad when everything doth make a gleeful boast? The birds chant melody on every bush. The snakes lie rolled in the cheerful sun. The green leaves quiver with a cooling wind and make a checkered shadow on the ground. Under their sweet shade, Aaron, let us sit. And whilst the babbling echo mocks the hounds, replying shrilly to the well-tuned horns as if a double hunt were heard at once, let us sit down and mark their yellowing noise. And after conflict, such as was supposed the wandering prince and Dido once enjoyed, when with a happy storm they were surprised and curtained with a council-keeping cave, we may, each wreathed in the other's arms, our pastimes done, possess a golden slumber, while hounds and horns and sweet melodious birds be unto us, as is a nurse's song of lullaby, to bring her babe asleep.
Madam, though Venus govern your desires, Saturn is dominator over mine. What signifies my deadly standing eye, my silence and my cloudy melancholy, my fleece of woolly hair that now uncurls even as an adder when she doth unroll to do some fatal execution? No, madam, these are no venereal signs. Vengeance is in my heart, death in my hand. Blood and revenge are hammering in my head. Hark, Tamora, the empress of my soul, which never hopes more heaven than rests in thee. This is the day of doom for Bassianus. His Philomel must lose her tongue today. Thy sons make pillage of her chastity and wash their hands in Bassianus' blood. Seest thou this letter? Take it up, I pray thee. And give the king this fatal plotted scroll. Now, question me no more. We are espied. Here comes a parcel of our hopeful booty, which dreads not yet their lives' destruction.
Oh, my sweet Moor, sweeter to me than life.
No more, great empress. Bassianus comes. Be cross with him, and I'll go fetch thy sons to back thy quarrels whatsoever they be.
Who have we here? Rome's royal empress, unfurnished of her well-beseeming troop? Or is it Diane, habited like her, who hath abandoned her holy groves to see the general hunting in this forest?
Saucy controller of my private steps! Had I the power that some say Diane had, thy temple should be planted presently with horns as was Actaeon's, and the hounds should drive upon thy new transformed limbs, unmannerly intruder as thou art.
Under your patience, gentle empress, 'tis thought you have a goodly gift in horning, and to be doubted that your Moor and you are singled forth to try thy experiments. Jove shield your husband from his hounds today. 'Tis pity they should take him for a stag.
Believe me, queen, your swart Cimmerian doth make your honor of his body's hue, spotted, detested, and abominable. Why are you sequestered from all your train, dismounted from your snow-white goodly steed, and wandered hither to an obscure plot, accompanied but with a barbarous Moor, if foul desire had not conducted you?
And being intercepted in your sport, great reason that my noble lord be rated for sauciness. I pray you let us hence, and let her joy her raven-colored love. This valley fits the purpose passing well.
The king, my brother, shall have notice of this.
Aye, for these slips have made him noted long. Good king, to be so mightily abused.
Why have I patience to endure all this?
How now, dear sovereign of our gracious mother? Why doth your highness look so pale and wan?
Have I not reason, think you, to look pale? These two have ticed me hither to this place.
What?
A barren, detested vale, you see it is. The trees, though summer, yet forlorn and lean, o'ercome with moss and baleful mistletoe. Here never shines the sun. Here nothing breeds unless the nightly owl or fatal raven. And when they showed me this abhorred pit, they told me here, dead time of the night, 1,000 fiends, 1,000 hissing snakes, 10,000 swelling toads, as many urchins, would make such fearful and confusing cries as any mortal body hearing it should straight fall mad, or else die suddenly. No sooner had they told this hellish tale, but straight they told me they would bind me here unto the body of a dismal ewe, and leave me to this miserable death. And then they called me foul adulteress, lascivious goth, and all the bitterest terms that ever ear did hear to such effect. And had you not by wondrous fortune come, this vengeance on me had they executed, revenge it as you love your mother's life, or be ye not henceforth called my children.
This is a witness that I am thy son.
And this for me, Strackholm, to show my strength.
I come, Semiramis. Nay, barbarous Tamora, for no name fits thy nature but thy own.
Give me the poignard. You shall know my boys. Your mother's hand shall right your mother's wrongs.
Stay, madam. Here is more belongs to her. First thrash the corn, then after burn the straw. This minion stood upon her chastity, upon her nuptial vow, her loyalty. And with that painted hope braves your mightiness. And shall she carry this unto her grave?
And if she do, I would I were an eunuch. Drag hence her husband to some secret hole, and make his dead trunk pillow to our lust.
But when ye have the honey ye desire, let not this wasp outlive us then to sting.
I warrant you, madam, we will make that sure. Come, mistress. Now, perforce, we will enjoy that nice, preserved honesty of yours.
Oh, Tamora, thou bearest a woman's face.
I will not hear her speak. Away with her.
Sweet lord, entreat I am in but a word.
Listen, fair madam. Let it be your glory to see her tears, but be your heart to them as unrelenting flint to drops of rain.
When did the tiger's young ones teach the dam? Oh, do not learn her wrath. She taught it me. The milk thou sucked from her did turn to marble. Even at thy teeth thou hadst thy tyranny. Yet every mother breeds not sons alike. Do thou entreat her, show a woman's pity.
What? Wouldst thou have me prove myself a bastard?
It is true, the raven doth not hatch a lark. Yet have I heard, oh, could I find it now? The lion moved with pity did endure to have his princely paws pared all away. Some say the ravens foster forlorn children, the whilst their own birds famish in their nests. Oh, be to me, though thy hard heart say no, nothing so kind, but something pitiful.
I know not what it means. Away with her.
Oh, let me teach thee for my father's sake, that gave thee life when Willie might have slain thee. Be not obdurate, open thy deaf ears.
Hast thou in person there offended me? Even for his sake am I pitiless. Remember, boys, I poured forth tears in vain to save your brother from the sacrifice. But fierce Andronicus would not relent. Therefore, away with her and use her as you will. The worse to her, the better loved of me.
Tamora, be called a gentle queen, and with thine own hands kill me in this place. Nah. But 'tis not life that I have begged so long. Poor I was slain when Bassianus died.
What begst thou then? One woman, let me go!
'Tis prison death I beg, and one thing more. That woman who denies my tongue to tell. Oh, keep me from their worse and killing lust, and tumble me into some loathsome pit where never man's eye may behold my body. Do this and be a charitable murderer.
So should I rob my sweet sons of their fee? No! Let them satisfy their lust on thee.
Away, for thou hast stayed us here too long.
No grace, no womanhood, our beastly creature, to blot an enemy to our general name, confusion, fall.
Nay, then I'll stop your mouth. Bring thou her husband. This is the hole where Aaron bid us hide.
Farewell, my sons. See that you make her sure. Ne'er let my heart know merry cheer indeed, till all the Andronici be made away. Now will I hence to seek my lovely moor, and let my spleenful sons this trowel deflower.
Come on, my lords, the better foot before. Straight will I bring you to the loathsome pit where I espied the panther fast asleep.
Oh, my sight is very dull, whate'er it bodes.
And mine, I promise you.
Were it not for shame, where could I leave our sport to sleep a while?
Ah!
Art thou fallen? What subtle hole is this, whose mouth is covered with rude growing briars?
upon whose leaves are drops of new-shed blood, as fresh as morning dew distilled on flowers. A very fatal place, it seems to me.
Oh.
Speak, brother, hast thou hurt thee with the fall?
Oh, brother, with the dismalest object hurt that ever I with sight made heart lament.
Now will I fetch the king to find them here, that he thereby may have a likely guess how these were they that made away his brother.
Why dost thou comfort me and help me out from this unhallowed and blood-stained hole?
I am surprised with an uncouth fear. A chilling sweat o'erruns my trembling joints. My heart suspects more than mine eye can see.
To prove thou hast a true divining heart, Aaron and thou look down into this den and see a fearful sight of blood and death.
Aaron is gone, and my compassionate heart will not permit mine eyes once to behold a thing whereat it trembles by surmise. Oh, tell me who it is. For ne'er till now was I a child to fear I know not what.
Lord Bassianus lies bewrayed in blood, all on a heap like to a slaughtered lamb in this detested, dark, blood-drinking pit.
If it be dark, how dost thou know it is he?
Upon his bloody finger he doth wear a precious ring that lightens all his home, which like a taper in some monument doth shine upon the dead man's earthy cheeks and shows the ragged entrails of this pit. So pale did shine the moon on Pyramus when he by night lay bathed in maiden blood. Oh, brother, help me with thy fainting hand. If fear hath made thee faint as me it hath, out of this fell-devouring receptacle, as hateful as Cocytus' misty mouth.
Reach me thy hand that I may help thee out, or wanting strength to do thee so much good, I may be plucked into the swallowing womb of this deep pit, poor Bassianus' grave. I have no strength to pluck thee to the brink.
I have no strength to climb without thy help.
Thy hand once more. I will not loose again till thou art here aloft or I below. Thou canst not come to me. I come to thee,
Along with me. I'll see what hole is here and what he is that now is leapt into it. Say, who art thou that lately didst descend into this gaping hollow of the earth?
The unhappy sons of old Andronicus brought hither in a most unlucky hour to find thy brother Bassianus dead.
My brother dead? I know thou dost but jest. He and his lady both are at the lodge upon the north side of this pleasant chase. 'Tis not an hour since I left them there.
We know not where you left them all alive, but out, alas, here have we found him dead.
Where is my lord the king?
And there, my lady.
Here, Tamora. Though grieved with killing grief.
Where is thy brother, Bassianus?
Now to the bottom dost thou search my wound. Poor Bassianus, here lies murdered.
Then, all too late, I bring this fatal writ, the complot of this timeless tragedy, and wonder greatly that man's face can fold in pleasing smiles such murderous tyranny.
And if we miss to meet him handsomely, sweet huntsman, Bassianus, 'tis we mean, do thou so much as dig the grave for him. Thou knowest our meaning. Look for thy reward among the nettles at the elder tree, which overshades the mouth of that same pit where we decreed to bury Bassianus. Do this, and purchase us thy lasting friends.
Oh, Tamora, was ever heard the like? This is the pit, and this the elder tree. Look, sirs, if you can find the huntsman out that should have murdered Bassianus here.
My gracious lord, here is the bag of gold.
Two of thy whelps. Fell curs of bloody kind have here bereft my brother of his life.
My lord!
Sirs, drag them from the pit unto the prison. There let them bide until we have devised some never heard of torturing pain for them.
What are they in this pit? Oh, wondrous thing. How easily murder is discovered.
High Emperor, upon my feeble knee I beg this boon, with tears not lightly shed, that this fell fault of my accursed sons, accursed if the faults be proved in them.
If it be proved, you see, it is apparent. Who found this letter, Tamora? Was it you?
Andronicus himself did take it up.
I did, my lord. Yet let me be their bail. For by my father's reverent tomb, I vow they shall be ready at your highness' will to answer their suspicion with their lives.
Thou shalt not bail them. See thou follow me. Some bring the murdered body, some the murderers. Let them not speak a word. The guilt is plain. For by my soul, were there worse end than death, that end upon them should be executed.
Andronicus, I will entreat the king. Fear not thy sons. They shall do well enough.
Come, Lucius, come.
Father!
Stay not to talk with him.